This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft today failed to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. The craft is carrying a robot, which is to conduct a mission with the cosmonauts on the station. NASA says the Soyuz failed to properly lock onto its target for linking up. Russian officials say another docking attempt will take place on Monday. There has been new street violence in Hong Kong as anti-government protesters clash with police today in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Demonstrators have been tear-gassed in an industrial suburb, and some activists tossed petrol bombs. There is also word that pro-democracy leaders are planning to once again target the city's airport, even though the city's high court has reportedly extended an order sharply limiting actions there. Protesters have called for blockading access ways to the travel hub, which could disrupt operations. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in France for the G7 summit. Before leaving Washington, he once again upped the ante in the trade war with China. Here is Reuters correspondent Andrea Shalal.
In another dramatic development on Friday, President Trump has now increased the tariffs on two sets of Chinese imports. One already in effect, that's $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, and additional tariffs that go into effect September 1st and December 15th. Both go up by 5%. One rate goes from 25 to 30%. The more sensitive goods that will potentially really affect American consumers, laptops, toys, clothing, those go up from 10% to 15%.
That was Reuters correspondent Andrea Shalal. Before leaving for the G7, Mr. Trump again sounded the theme that he was the right person to take on China. He said he expected very productive talks at the summit, though he also threatened once again to impose tariffs on French wine. Summit expectations are said to be low. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea has conducted another ballistic missile test, violating an apparent Kim Jong-un promise to U.S. President Donald Trump to end such testing, with the conclusion of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan first reported today's twin launches, and Seoul confirmed it minutes later. Under increasing world pressure, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized the use of the military to battle the wildfires burning through large areas of his country. Meanwhile, the environment is expected to take center stage at the G7 summit. Reuters correspondent Joe Davies has our report.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving, instead the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. This prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
The United Nations reports nearly 2 months of heavy rains and flooding in Sudan have wiped out livelihoods, rendered tens of thousands of people homeless, and created a humanitarian emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
At least 54 people are known to have died from the torrential rains that have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. Sudan's Humanitarian Aid Commission reports nearly 194,000 people have been affected, and more than 37,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports 15 of Sudan's 18 states have been affected, with White Nile State taking the biggest hit. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says flood victims urgently need emergency shelter, food, health services, and clean water and sanitation.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. A Russian-backed Syrian government offensive against a rebel-controlled area of Idlib province is testing Turkey's improving ties with Moscow. Ankara, which backs the rebels, is voicing alarm over the attack, warning of a humanitarian crisis. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached out Friday to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, and the Kremlin later said the two men agreed to activate mutual efforts with the goal of liquidating the terrorist threat in the region. Liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed a three-week course of radiation therapy to treat a cancerous tumor in her pancreas. The 86-year-old justice has been treated for pancreatic cancer before. She's said to be doing well. Gene Randall, VOA News.